Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Full Power Trust. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not rely on your own storehouse of human wisdom. In all your ways, yield to His control, and He will direct your paths. It is so easy to run ahead of God and try to get our own will rather than waiting for His will. Over and over, I hear people make prayer requests that will satisfy their own need rather than allowing God to show what His desire is for our life. We have no idea what impact our life can have on others. We want to be comfortable. We want to have those things that will satisfy us, make us feel comfortable without going through the deep water of testing and trials and even pain. Over and over, I have been impacted by those who have suffered some catastrophic event in their life, only to realize that that became the power of presenting the gospel to a lost and dying world. Without that devastating event in their life, they would have never had a ministry that God had given them as a result of that pain. That does not mean we will look for pain or seek for pain or ask for pain, but that when pain arises and comes, we can use it as a ministry, as a message, as a focal point of hope to those that might be going through something difficult in their life. My pain might not be the same as somebody else's, but when they realize that I have gone through pain victoriously, that gives them the courage to go through their pain victoriously as well. Because it's not the pain that matters, it's the one that we turn to when we go through the pain. When we have that full power of trust in the Lord, we allow the things that arise in this world to become subservient to the power of God unto salvation. The Apostle Paul went through so many trials and testings and turmoil in his life, and it seemed that each one became a new message of hope to those that were going through difficult times themselves. Many times we say, God, get me out of this, when God wants us to go through it, and He will go through it with us. I think of Stephen. I have no idea exactly what message he had, but he was known as one who was always optimistic, always was available to be of service. He served tables, but at the same time, he served sermons as well. He became a target of those who were opposed to the way, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as he was surrounded by those who were his enemies, those who felt like they were the righteous ones that were the sole possessors of truth, he looked to the Lord and realized that it was the Lord who was in control, not the so-called religious leaders of his day. And as he looked into the heavens, he saw the glory of God. We need to look beyond the trials and temptations and the turmoil of this world and realize that our hope is in the Lord, not on the things of this world. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence this day, I pray that we might be available to be used by you in whatever way you desire. I pray that our words might be used in such a way that they would be encouragement to others. I pray that the things that we endure, the trials that we go through victoriously, might be a source of encouragement to those who are going through their own trials. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in your sight. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.